Joined by BU head coach Melissa Graves, sophomore Bella McLaughlin, freshman Allison Schwertner, following the Terriers' 67-57 win over Maine. Coach, if you could start off with some opening thoughts on tonight's win.
Yeah, you know, Maine is a really, really good team. Obviously, just their history in the Americas, winning some championships and things like that. But historically for us, it's always been a hard matchup. They run their offense really well with the chin and the splits and the cutting and the off-ball action. It's always been a hard matchup for us. And so the way we guarded it today, you know, I thought we could have had a better first quarter. But I thought we adjusted, and I was happy overall with, you know, how we guarded, how we stayed focused and make miss, you know, things like that. So, you know, that was the biggest piece for me. I thought it was a really good defensive effort overall.
Open up to questions. If you could, before your first question, state your name and your publication. Sam,
I'm hitting Case in Point. Coach, can you just talk about the fight from your team? Obviously, you were pretty upset there in the first quarter, and then they just flipped the switch. Like, what does that say about your young group especially?
Yeah, you know, they are a team who they will fight. You know, we have never been up 20 and lost a huge lead and lost a game. It's always, you know, we kind of dig ourselves in a hole, but we always end up fighting back. So that's not a question for them. You know, with a young team, and I mentioned this before, it's just going to be about like attention to detail and the discipline piece and the focus piece. You know, that's always something we're trying to work on and get better at in practice. So I thought after I called the timeout, I had to get on them a little bit. They did respond to it. They did not crumble. You know, they kind of turned the ship in a different direction, and I thought we had a really good run. I thought we had a tremendous second quarter, especially.
Do you feel like you're able to kind of get on them a little bit? Obviously, it's not something you really want to do that much, but do you feel comfortable kind of getting mad when you have to, and you feel like they can handle that?
Yeah, I think this team, you know, they're a little more thick skin than maybe in the past that I've had. And, you know, it's not a constant get on them. I try to have a little give and take, and, you know, the moments where I really feel like I have to get on, I do. And that was a moment, you know, that first quarter, I thought the effort could have been better and the lock-in could have been better. So again, when I did get on them, they responded really well. They did not kind of hang their head and sulk or anything. They didn't feel bad for themselves, and I was really happy with how they came out of that timeout.
I have one for Allison and for Coach. What prompted that pull-up three? Obviously, it was pretty early in the shot clock. And then what was going through your mind when you saw that happen? Coach, you looked pretty stunned, I guess, at the shot.
You know, I just saw the girl really sagging off me, so I thought, just got to, you know, now's my good chance to just take that open three. She might have been closing out as it got closer to the release, but just wanted to... I was feeling it. Just let it fly. I was like, please go in. And it did, so.
Allison, there's so many things I love about Allison. But one of them is that she is so fearless. She's coming as a freshman. She's starting. We're expecting a lot from her. And she's taken on a big role very, very early. And she's done it really consistently. But she remains fearless. Doesn't matter who we're playing. You know, she's going to do things that, you know, she thinks that she can do. And she did. I called it before the game. I said, Allison, I need a double-double. And she was very close to it today, her first career double-double. But she, you know, was thinking too. I just asked her the same question, you know, hey, they're sagging off. How disrespectful. I'm going to hit this. And, you know, she's got the confidence to do it. But that's the one thing about Allison. She's super fearless, and I love it.
Thanks, Coach.
Cool. Bella, just for your first career start, Bridger didn't start at Providence, mm-hmm. obviously against Maine. Mm-hmm. Just what are the emotions like for you after that?
I was really excited. I've just been trying to find my feet with the team. Obviously, it's a really different system than Providence, so just getting used to that, but it's been really helpful. My team and my coaches have been super, super positive about what I bring to the team and super helpful in me coming into the new system. So when I found out I was going to start, obviously, it's pretty special against Maine because I've played a lot. Played against a lot of the girls and played with them growing up, but I just tried to think of it like any other game, you know what I mean? Like, I just need to go out there and play my role, whether that's for 28 minutes or 5, you know what I mean? So it was really exciting, but I'm happy to play with them.
This one's for Bella and Coach. Looked like the half-court offense was really kind of rolling there in the second half. What do you think was going right for you guys? Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah, I think that we are very unselfish with the ball, but we also know who we have in. So when Alex has it and she has an open lane, she's going to go. When we see Allison or Annette, in the post, we're going to hit them. I just think that we're very aware of everybody's role and our capabilities, and we just found a way to, we talked a lot about how we need to move the ball before we attack, and I just think we were really good about finding our flow, shifting the defense, and finding our open looks.
Yeah, I agree with everything Bella said. I think she, you know, hit it on the head. I think what we did do, too, in the fourth quarter especially, we really tried to, like, slow the pace down a little bit and not play too fast. I think sometimes we get in that where we're playing way too fast, and, you know, we're not able to score out of that or we're turning the ball over. So I thought we were able to control pace really well toward the end of the game. Obviously get the ball in Alex's hand, work in the middle third of the floor, which we were having success with, and putting Alex and Allison in actions together were really good for us. So we were able to kind of, you know, focus on those things and execute down the stretch, and, you know, hit our free throws was big too. Take care of the ball down the stretch.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about, you know, the screen and roll with Allison and Alex. Is that something you feel like you've not really leaned into as much as you wanted to so far this year?
I wouldn't say that. I think, you know, it depends on the game. There's been times where they're trying to completely take Alex out and it gets a little bit harder. But I think, you know, that's going to be something we did with Caitlin in the past. It's going to be something we do with Allison, something we do with Annetta. You know, especially our bigger posts who we can throw over the top, which Alex did a really good job of. When two came at her, she was able to throw over the top to them, and they do a really great job of catching out of area. But that's definitely something that we're definitely going to look into. If you notice, too, like, we put them in a lot of off-ball actions, yeah, too, screening, yeah, actions. So yeah, it's always been a good thing for us, and we'll definitely continue to do it.
I'll take two more questions.
I wanted to ask you about Hilder. I've been really impressed with her. What impressed you most about her, obviously, coming in and playing a role?
You know, she's someone, she didn't get to play. They love her.
We love Dursky.
She's the roommate. Sweetest human, yeah, you'll ever meet. She didn't get to play in the summer. She had an injury, so she's already kind of behind in the transition. It was hard for her being away from home. I love how she's acclimated at this point with classes, with being away from home, with basketball. And I feel like she's caught up now with the time that she missed. So it took a little bit while, which is why I feel like she wasn't ready from, like, the jump of game one. But not only can she score the ball, she's aggressive downhill. She could shoot it really well. Yeah. But she does a really good job on the defensive end, and she's very aggressive on ball. And she's got a really, really good IQ, especially for someone at such a young age. So not only is she a joy to coach, but she's been consistently doing that in practice, which is just how she earned more minutes. She's really shown what she can do.
Last question.
This is for any of you guys. You know, what does that performance against, you know, the American East champions kind of just say about your team?
I just think, obviously, I'm new to the program. This program has a lot to prove, and I think that we're just getting closer to showing that every single game. There's just a lot of we have, like, our get back saying, and I think that me and Allison, obviously, just coming into that, are fueled a lot by Alex, Ava, the returners, who are just so enthusiastic about getting that back. And people are, like, we got ranked, like, sixth in preseason poll, and I think that's absurd, but we're excited about it. You know, people doubt us, and we're going to show them how we can actually play.